Radio Nacional, Buenos Aires, Argentina, presenta... Las dos carátulas, el teatro de la humanidad. Ciclo destinado a difundir...
Las dos carátulas, 70 years in the air. Argentine Radio will turn 100 years next August 27th. In this context, a record is held by the most emblematic program of Argentina's public radio, Las Dos Carátulas, the two covers, that has been on the air for 70 years without interruption. This cycle has been directed by Nora Massi since the year 1990. Massi spoke with Rai Argentina to the world on the WhatsApp group cycle of interviews. She's an actress, a drama teacher, a director and a playwright who's a reference in the field of radio theatre pieces. With Las Dos Carátulas, she managed to bring the classics of Universal and Argentine literature to homes all over the country in radio format. The work for making carátulas is enormous, from adapting works such as Tolstoy's classics to writing the script. Then there's the process of selecting and training the actors and actresses under coordination of Patricio Schulze. And then comes the final sound edition, which over recent years has been like clockwork, under sound editor Javier Schiavone of Radio Nacional Argentina.
¿Qué significa las dos carátulas? Ahí me tendría que remitir para que esto sea un informe exacto. Invitar a todos nuestros oyentes, fundamentalmente a la gran platea del exterior, a las que estamos agradecidas, reitero, porque siempre, de un lugar u otro, el más lejano...
What carátulas means? On our Facebook page, you can find the history of the cycle from its founding to the present day. It's in Spanish. We have listeners in other parts of the world who set the alarm clock to hear our latest release from Argentina. We maintain the foundational idea, which is to support and reinforce the vocation of young people with a repertoire that is practically missing today. Interview, Adrián Corol. Content production, Silvana Avellaneda. Web production, Julián Cortés.
Es decir, que su vocación se vea reforzada con repertorio que prácticamente en este momento nos está faltando en líneas generales, en todas las artes, ¿no?